You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Well, are you? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And, wow, what can I say? It's just another day in paradise. Winning, 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 I guess, is sort of like the motto right now. And, we just are all over the place and so many different things going on in our Agenda 21 world. One of the things that comes up every once in a while is we call ourselves Agenda 21 Radio. And so seeking clarity, because I did get one email and one Facebook comment about Agenda 21 Radio. How come you're out there praising Agenda 21? Well, I am and I'm not. I'm flipping the script on United Nations Agenda 21. And, of course, you hear us talking about this, stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And, of course, that's very, very important and critical, isn't it? So this stopping the totalitarians, one exceptional American at a time is very, very important to me. And it should be to you, don't you think? Because that's really the formula. That's the only way you're going to stop these guys. That is the formula. One exceptional American at a time, stopping the totalitarians. And so anyway, people say, well, Agenda 21 radio, they talk about Agenda 21 and they're promoting it. We're not. We're promoting, flip the script. We are promoting the American agenda for the 21st century. American exceptionalism, that's our agenda. That's our agenda. Of course, that just slaps everybody in the face who's an agendist, I call them. Totalitarian, communist, Nazis, you know, they're both sides. They're both two sides of the same coin, so to speak. That's really a fact. That's what everybody needs to understand. That's the way these totalitarians roll. So we're stopping it. We're coming up and we're stopping it. This is it's quite a big challenge. And, of course, we're trying to do our best to stop it. Okay. Now, having said that, I'm on the record. I just want to clarify. So I know that I've invited people that have that made the comments. I said, listen to the radio show. And other people have flocked to my defense. Kind of nice. They said, well, you need to listen to the show. It's not that at all. You don't know what you're talking. So they don't know what they're talking about. And sure enough, Shazam, we get all kinds of interesting things happening. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Visit our website at agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, we are going to be talking about New California this hour. And so many of the things that are going on. 44 counties now on board. We're going to try and sew up a few more now. We're at the end of the acquisition phase of New California State and pulling in these counties. And I really do want to thank everybody who's had some assistance, obviously. There's been so many people that have come on board and, you know, with New California and really the last election cycle sort of proved our point as conservatives were sort of flushed out of the system for any kind of hope for really kind of taking over any kind of significant districts and so on in this cycle because the monoparty system controls everything, including redistricting. And it's kind of interesting, the notion of redistricting congressional districts is starting to come up at the national level. And We're kind of watching this with great intensity in California because they have this great commission on the Great Citizens Commission on Redistricting. I think it was formed by a proposition in 2010 to try and clear the way for more Democrats to be in office. This is the problem. You have these congressional seats and you have members of the Assembly of California and even the state. And this commission has been brought in to draw up where the boundaries are, where they're supposed to go. Forget county lines. County lines are done anymore. Used to be done on county lines. I mean, there you go. Right? I mean, you would have a county. Let's say Kern County. No, let's not use Kern County. Let's say Mariposa County. You have Mariposa County out there. And Mariposa County is... let's say there's 100,000 people in Mariposa County. Well, it's got resources, as a county would, borders and all this other good stuff, and a population, and a diverse population at that. Then you have Los Angeles County, right? And, you know, you got about 11, 12 million people in Los Angeles County. Well, I think it's more like 15, but something like that. You get the drift. So they would naturally have more assembly members, don't you think? Sure. They'd have more assembly districts. If it's based upon population. And let's round this off. Let's say they have 10 million people, and you probably have 20 different assembly districts in there at least, because it's, half a million people. And then you'd have 10 senators, let's say. But it's more like, in that whole basin, L.A., Orange County, and all that stuff, it's more like, a lot more than that. I don't know the exact number, but it's, I'm just giving you some for instances. And then out in, because you have less than half a million in Mariposa County, you'd have one assembly member. That's it. So what they do, though, is they draw lines around for districts, and they bring in, because you only have, let's say, 100,000 people, he's got to have more. So they're going to go off and extend that guy's boundaries into other counties until they get to that number of 500,000. So now you can draw the lines. Let's say you have a one point, one area. You can draw the lines. Look, go right in the middle of Mariposa County. You can draw your lines anywhere you want out. 360. Just draw them. And, you know, you can basically find out, look at the voter rolls and who voted Republican and who voted Democrat. And so if you have another neighboring county, in that county to Mariposa County, say Tuolumne County, has more Democrats in it. Guess what? They can draw the lines, way up there to grab all those Democrats. And they might go down to an adjoining, like San Joaquin or Stanislaus County, and get more Democrats. So they're just drawing lines in to capture Democrats in the way that they want to. That's what they've done in California. That's why California congressional districts, there's 39 Republicans and 39 Democrats and 14 Republicans. And those redistricting plans, of course, are an integral part of that. That's why that's going on. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making some sense there. That's the thing that is really, really, really going on. And that's what I'm trying to get at. The corrupt system in California starts at the baseline, starts at the lines. Where do you draw the lines? It starts at the Citizens Commission on Redistricting. Go figure, right? Go figure. Anyway, all starts with a line, like a line in the sand, a red line. And don't cross it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Street, our very own Chris Street. Now, I don't know if I even reported this. I was on the Dave Hodges show last night. And I reported this on his show. I think I'd probably better report it to you guys. This came out late. Who is Tim Draper's dad? This is the three-state thing. This is the three-state bidnet. And people don't realize this. And we're getting hammered at New California. And what's happening in New California is that, hammered, in a good way, by the way. What's happening is that it's obvious that the Draper thing, they've tried to conflate themselves with us, New California, because we are the only constitutional one. They're trying to say, well, we have a new state thing, new state that. And they're saying they're new state. Well, this is the kind of, dirty dealing that these guys were doing when they were getting all the signatures for their three-state solution, right? Cal-3, they call it. They were conflating the Jefferson movement and new state movement together for people to encourage them to sign on their petitions. All of this solves this. We'll become this new state, these new states, see? And what we're going to do is make it New California. Get it? So they're mixing our name, and then they're going, they have the Jefferson banners out and Jefferson regalia and all that stuff, and they're gathering signatures saying, oh, this is going to be good for Jefferson. Well, of course, anybody in the right mind who knows what's going on with Jefferson and looking at the Tim Draper New State Plan knows that that's just a laughable joke, right? They know that this whole thing with Jefferson and the Tim Draper Plan include San Francisco and Sacramento in the Jefferson states, your counties? I don't think so. I mean, so the Jefferson people are, like, really up in a uproar over that because, that's their territory. But then they have their lawsuit, and, of course, the lawsuit didn't quite pan out for them. They did not get their three-judge panel yet, they think. Now, my understanding about the three-judge panels, it's been explained to me by legal counsel, is that, and I just want to say, this is what I have been told. I'm just the messenger, and that's the way I'm perceiving this. I'm not passing any kind of judgment, because I think that this notion that they have with the lawsuit is admirable from the standpoint that we need representation. We get that. This whole thing is a travesty. We've created a democracy when we are a republic with this whole shift in how states are representing themselves inside their own states with their counties. And that's what Reynolds versus Sims and Baker versus all this stuff in the 50s and 60s led up to, this whole destruction of our republic within the states. Now, we have a Republican form of government when it comes state to state, because we still have two senators for each state. And the key to destroying a Republican form of government is to get rid of the senators and go to a monocameral legislature. Okay, now they could do that in the states if they got a court ruling, and they got it in Reynolds versus Sims. So it did away with bicameralism in the state. Right now, we don't have bicameralism in California. We don't. This is not it's called cameral, not camel. It's not bicameral. It's not two humps on a camel. It's not that. It's two. It's two government systems, okay, two governance abilities. Bicameral means legislature, so by two legislatures of two different sorts, right? You have the Senate, and in California, we have an assembly for our state. Then the federal government is Senate and also House of Representatives. So in the state references Assembly and House of Representatives, those that are closest to the people. That's the way it's designed. It's the whatever is closest to the people. And that's why when you go to Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, it says that. It says if you want to form a state or if you want to form a state from a pre-existing state or parts of a state, then what you have to do is get the consent of the legislatures involved of those states and the Congress. Okay. That means that we don't have to work with the governor, or we don't have to work with a voting system and all that. It means we work as citizens directly with those people, with the legislature, because it's the closest to it. Now, what we have with Reynolds versus Simmons is we've dissolved out that states. They went for one person, one vote. So it meant that a representative had to follow the votes, the people. And what they did is they effectively destroyed one of the systems of government. Rather than a bicameral legislature, you've got a monocameral now, because effectively you lost sight of the fact that it, in past practices, for the most part, it was one senator for every county or parts of counties thereof. I mean, because you can have really small counties, and it would make more sense that one senator represent those really small counties as well. So I think California, when they started out, had about 40-some. Well, they ended up with 40 state senators in the original Constitution of 1879, the final one. And they put it in the Constitution. And then 80 assembly members. So two and two. That's basically, you know, you got two assembly members for every county, 80, because they thought about 40 was the number, and then you got 40 senators. So you get the drift. And they never grew that number. But with Reynolds versus Sims, it just meant that a senator was only a part of the representative body. So in other words, effectively senators became assembly members, and you have rather than bicameral, you have a monocameral system. And it can, you know, put that together in California with the election systems as well. You get Democrats running everything with supermajority. So you have a dictatorship. That's really what it is. And you've created a democracy. You see, if you have a bicameral situation, you've got representative government, because senators represent other things besides populations. People just didn't really think that one through. So now we have a complete democracy, and everybody's saying, yeah, go for the democracy. That's not what our government is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a Republican form of governance. It's supposed to be a republic. And it's not that in California. And we're supposed to be guaranteed a Republican form of governance. That's Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We are guaranteed that. And that's why it's so destructive, what's happening with Reynolds versus Sims. So I get back to the Jefferson thing. It's admirable. They're pointing this out. They're doing a lawsuit to try and straighten that out and overturn Reynolds versus Sims. Okay, we get that. It's another issue if you're trying to make a state, which is what you said you were doing at the beginning, and then you flipped the script and went to a lawsuit. That's a problem. A lot of people are upset with that. So you're not progressing towards making a state, such as what we are doing with New California. Okay, so there's some of the arguments. Now, but the Draper thing goes beyond all that. They have used the Jefferson movement, conflated that, and the New California movement conflated that into their own. Except they found out that when they started looking at this three-state thing, it's a terrible mess, and everybody's denouncing it. I wonder why. And 17% approval rate for the whole thing now. Okay. You have to wonder where this all comes from. Who is Tim Draper? He's a billionaire. He did not make his billions. He inherited it. Let's be clear about that. Venture capitalist. Let's be clear about that. Who is? Well, just a simple glance at Draper's name, and you pop up with a bunch of other things. The article in Agenda 21 on Radio says Tim Draper, the founder of the Cal 3 movement, to split the state of California into Northern California and California and Southern California, is directly linked to the global elite and the United Nations Agenda 21 plan to destroy borders and create a one-world government. I'm not making it up. His father is a big-time globalist and a billionaire. Associated with George Bush. And the United Nations in a very heavy way. When we come back, we're going to explore the personal lives and professional community services of Tim Draper's dad. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, a lot of things going on, of course, and we're here to help you through your understanding about what's going on, because it's very, very important that you understand and get it. What is truly going on in the world today, and we're, of course, trying to connect our phones right now, and I know somebody wants to call. I had people trying to call in for us, and we're trying to fix the problem, whatever that problem happens to be, and get hooked up. I don't know if it's the internet failure. I don't think so. Everything's broadcasting. We're doing all the things we're supposed to be doing, but you never know how these things all play out. Anyway, so the idea of Tim Draper's dad is something that has entered the fray and should enter the fray. We've had a lot of people looked at this article already, and it says Tim Draper, don't be fooled by him. His granddad made the money, and his father became one of the major players on the world stage. that set the stage for the United Nations grand plan for the world domination of with Agenda 21. Tim is just following in the family footsteps as a globalist with desires to destroy the United States of America. And this, of course, are excerpts from Wikipedia. It says, the father of Tim Draper. Tim Draper's father was born on January 15th, 1928, and is the son of Catherine Louise Baum, Niebaum, I guess, and banker, general, and diplomat William Henry Draper, Jr. His father founded Draper Gaither Anderson. He attended Yale University with George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, graduated in 1950, the year after H.W. Bush, and is a member of the Secret Society of Skull and Bones. After graduating from college, Draper served as second lieutenant in the Korean War, and upon returning to the United States, he attended Harvard Business School and studied under Professor George Dorowit, who is often credited with starting the venture capital industry. Draper graduated with a master's degree with distinctions, blah, 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 salesman, blah, blah. Early venture capitalist, he got his money that way. And, of course, this is the salient stuff that I think is really important. It says here that Draper has played an international leadership role in expanding the world economy and the global wealth gap. He served from 1981 to 1986 as president and chairman of Export-Import Bank of the United States. And was appointed to the position by President Ronald Reagan. In his post, Draper assumed a leadership role in U.S. efforts to sustain world trade in the face of major liquidity problems among developing nations. In 1986, he became the head of the world's largest source of multilateral development and grant assistance, the United Nations Development Program. As the second highest ranking individual in the United Nations, really? Draper oversaw 10,000 international aid projects, and during his time at the United Nations and the Export-Import Bank, Draper traveled to 101 developing countries and met with over 40 or 50 heads of state. Wow. Says Draper is married to Phyllis Culbertson Draper and is the father of Timothy C. Draper, a venture capitalist who founded Draper Fisher Javerson, as well as Polly Draper and Becky Draper. Polly is an actress and writer known for her portrayal of Ellen on ABC's 30-something. She also is credited with produced Nickelodeon series The Naked Brothers Band, which starred her sons, Nate Wolf and Alex Wolf. Okay, I thought you were going to say her naked sons, but that isn't what they said. It says community service for Mr. Draper. It says civic leader, blah, 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 Atlantic Council, the Draper Richardson Foundation, Hoover Institute, Stanford University, World's Affairs Council in Northern California, United Nations Association of the United States of America, and Harvard Business School. The Council on Foreign Relations, this whole thing is dripping with globalism. Draper formerly served as chairman of the World Affairs Council of Northern California. Trustee on the Yale University as the chairman and board of the American Conservatory Theater. Population Action International. George Bush Library Foundation. Advisory Council for Stanford Graduate School of Business. And the American Abroad Media. Okay. Now, that just about sums up the globalist nature of Mr. William Henry Draper III. That's the way it goes. Now, I'm just saying, what's that got to do with New California? Well, of course, besides the fact that his son is trying to drape himself around the three California, it's the thing with New California. Gee, I don't know what possibly could go wrong with this whole thing, except what everybody's saying about what is the three-state solution, which is nothing more than three democratic states. Now, I don't know why that would matter. Do you? Right now, California, well, it might as well, because right now, if you consider a presidential election, all 55 Electoral College votes go to the Democrats, right? It's just a shoo-in. Everybody knows. It's just sort of built in the system. And you got to, you know, if you're a Republican like Trump, you got to beat the system and beat those 55 Democrats right up front. So right away, the whole scheme in California is rigged against the rest of the nation, right? Now, I wonder why that is. Well, let's see. You got the monoparty system. Let's think about this. You got the monoparty system. You've got this whole thing about, you know, the gerrymandered districts, assembly districts, and House districts and Senate districts of California State. All those working voter fraud up the wazoo. I wonder why anybody, you know, so you just, it's, that's what Donald Trump was facing. Well, you got California have to overcome. How are you going to do that by playing the election system and visiting all these different? You wonder why people don't come out here and campaign except when they ask for money. That's why, because they know the system is rigged to begin with. So they don't bother campaigning. Now, it is interesting, the last person who really did do the campaigning at the time. Jeez, phone calls during the middle of my radio show. The guy who did the campaigning the last time was in 2010. And that guy was Michael Steele, who was the president of the Republican Party. That was in the big takeover that took place with the Tea Party. Remember? The Tea Party rose, and all of a sudden you got all these Tea Party members of the House. That happened. Those guys, that actually worked in California. That was the last time somebody really came out and thoroughly campaigned in California, was when Michael Steele did that. As in an off year, he comes out as president of the Republican Party. And, of course, people didn't like that. Oh, no, the globalist Republicans couldn't handle that. So they fired him the following January, 2011. Yeah, and who did they put in? Lance Priebus, remember? And, of course, that was with the whole downfall in California started right there. Was on that whole time. Minor problems, don't you think? Minor problems, don't you think? Anyway, we're going to be coming up to a break here in a minute, and we're going to talk more about what's going on with New California, because a lot of things happened over the weekend. I'll give you sort of a little report about what we had, the group meeting. We had a whole bunch of people show up, and it was a wonderful thing. It was really... really quite encouraging to see large numbers of people starting to show up and turn out to our meetings, and also more and more people coming and getting on board in the committees and the counties. And we're going to be talking about that and some of the trips that we're going to be taking, again, traveling around to different locations and trying to pull some things together, such as the new state county committees that are being formed out there. We got a lot of work to do there. We understand that. And we're going to be talking about how that works out anyway. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also New California. By the way, Right to Voice, your alternative social media platform. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, mercy me. Mr. Draper. Yeah, you know, you just have to kind of fess up and with some of this stuff and get it out there as to what's really truly going on by what they're trying to do to stop New California. And it's not going to happen. I mean, they're not going to stop the Constitution. They can't stop the First Amendment. That's a problem. That's really a problem. Anyway, we have grievance number 22 coming out tomorrow. 22. Only 18 left, Jerry. Only 18 weeks of grievances coming your way. And we need a whole bunch of people celebrating with us. You know, I mean, celebrating in terms of reading the grievances, which is really kind of interesting. It's just really exciting what's going on. And more people are clamoring and getting on board, and we're getting more emails and stuff like that. So I'm really, really appreciative of what is going on and how this is all working out for us. Still trying to get that website up about, you know, I know we're all working here real hard, and I get it, but it's kind of weird sometimes on these websites what really goes on. Anyway, number 44 comes on board. Yeah, the 44th county has been certified, if you will, by New California. And this is kind of an interesting thing. It's an exciting thing, I think, because, you know, when you have 44 counties and you got 58 counties in the whole state, that starts to say something, doesn't it? It's a clarion call. And this is way better than a vote, by the way. And by the way, vote in the sense of what goes on with the, you know, the whole thing with the Constitution. It doesn't work. The Constitution doesn't say have a vote and then become a new state. That's not the way it works. That's not the pathway. That's not the pathway forward. And Mr. Draper knows that. I told him that, and a lot of other people told him a long time ago, but he just doesn't want to listen, I think. It's not what he wants. What he wants, of course, is he wants his own way of doing things, his own way of doing business. And that's okay. We get it. But, you know, he's going to find out it's not the way to do it. There's his way, and then there's the way. And he's going to find that out. Anyway, so we got 44 counties right now. We're really excited about the concept of 44 counties and how we're doing this whole thing with 44 counties and keeping new counties coming on board. in bolstering, getting the committees up and running and bolstering them, and then getting senators and assembly members and so on, which is certainly what we are doing right now. We're absolutely doing that right now, and we're really happy. I mean, there's a lot of things going on that are really, we think, is very, very good and very, very healthy, if you will, towards these ends. Now, we've got a number of things happening. I'll give you sort of a progression of events here. We went from declaring our independence on the 15th to the acquisition phase, and now we're going into the set up the government phase. That's really what's happening right now. Government acquisition and forming a governance system. That is what is actually going on here in New California. So this acquisition phase has gone much quicker than I thought. I thought we'd be a couple months getting all these counties on board, and it's been shazam. Everybody gets it. Everybody's hard charging and wants to get it done. So that's what's happening. Everybody's, I guess you would say, rallying around the issues with the totalitarian nature of the government that they see. So we appreciate that. Okay, but now we move on to another phase. So we're going to be going into the first constitutional convention. That's going to be the 21st of July. It's going to be at Harris Ranch. You can go and check in, and you can sign up. There's going to be a ticket fee of $15 right now if you want to get on. But $15, come on. We understand people are going to drive and everything, but we got to pay for the room. We got expenses we got to cover. $15 is nothing for what you're going to see and experience. The ticket priority, though, has to go to our assembly members and senators because they are going to be part of what we're doing. Obviously, they're part of what we're doing. So they are going to be the ones that get top priority. But we should have plenty of seats. So, but I would get your tickets soon because we've already got a bunch of people going. But that's going to be starting on, actually, Friday night. We're going to have a little gathering Friday night at Harris Ranch. Those who want to show up, it's nothing formal, nothing demanded, but there'll be a bunch of people hanging out. And then Saturday morning, we get up bright and early. Doors open at 7. I think we're going to open at 7 to kind of get things going on, but the meetings will start at 8 o'clock, and then it's going to get down to it. We can actually start to get the government formed and kind of line up and say, here we are, howdy. Get all the names and everything else exchanged with everybody. Get your list of names and contacts and stuff like that in. Also then start to develop the rules, except the preamble. By the way, we did the preamble of the new Constitution, actually. We adopted that with the proviso that there's going to be provisions in there that we're going to be able to change it. By the way, let's have a reading of the preamble right now. Let's see if I can get through this real quick. And before we have the break coming up. So this is now the preamble of the Constitution. And now this is not set in stone, and we put in a motion to clarify that. Preamble of the new California State Constitution. We, the representatives of the undersigned counties within the state of California, seeking a Republican form of government, protection against foreign invasion and domestic violence, guaranteed by Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states, guaranteed by Article 4, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, resolve to establish New California as a fully vested state of the Union of States in the United States of America. That's the preamble to the Constitution for the New California. That's the first time that's been legislated, because it was legislated Saturday at the state meeting, to go forward. And it was legislated to go forward to the Constitutional Convention on the first time since 1879 on July 21st. 2018. I'll do some numbering on that and figure those numbers out. They're striking. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and think New California in your future. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A couple things going on here. Trump warns USA could follow path of Germany on immigration. Of course. What do you think this is all about? Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Paul. Kim Il-sung, more popular than Pelosi. Okay. And the big one here, front page of Drudge right now. And, of course, I'm just perusing these things just before the end of the show just to see what's happening. Ah, border battle. USA taking in 250 kids per day. And they got these pictures of four young men holding up their V for victory and holding 45 caliber weapons. Young boys, probably 10 or 11, 12. In that age frame. I mean, this is on Drudge. It's not Paul Preston. This is Drudge. Now, I've been telling you about these MS-13 guys killing people. Yeah. That's what they're trained to do. I know it's really kind of not fathomable for you to understand that. Just like it's not fathomable for what's happening up here in Northern California to some of the ranchers with their cattle. You know, because the cartels have come in and invaded up here, and they've denuded the land to plant all their marijuana grows to create millions of dollars worth of income, billions out of California. And by the way, they take cattle. They kill the cattle with chainsaws when they're alive. That's just the way they roll in Mexico. And it's up here now. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN.